We've got some difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop.
Martin Luther King Jr. speaking on the night before he was assassinated in 1968. Today would have been his 75th birthday. Author Stuart Burns has a new biography of Dr. King called To the Mountaintop. It explores his advocacy and spirituality and how they were intertwined. And he spoke with Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates.
Your book looks at the core of Martin Luther King's spirituality. We're always presented with this image of the saintly Martin Luther King, but he didn't start out that way, did he?
His father was a preacher, and as he put it, the church was a second home to him, but it was so much a home to him that he never really kind of understood the spirituality at the base of it.
Dr. King also seems to have had some ambivalence about the traditional black church. He seems to have taken great pains to differentiate himself between what he called the hootin' and hollerin' preachers. Why was this important to him?
He saw himself as sort of a suave, sort of young intellectual, and he didn't really have time for this, you know, kind of wild, raw emotion. He wanted to be a sort of a thinking man's preacher in a thinking man's church. So he was frankly embarrassed by a lot of the emotionalism.
Did he come to appreciate it later on in life, though?
He certainly did, and that was the remarkable thing about what happened during the Montgomery bus boycott. And from then on was that he suddenly found himself in a mass church meeting with a lot of worshipers who were not the sort of the more intellectual, more sedate worshipers of his own congregation in Montgomery. They had had their religious conversion, and they really believed that they were speaking to God every day. And King didn't feel that he was speaking to God every day back then. And so once he found himself speaking before this audience of Baptists and others who really did feel that they were in touch with divinity, it got through to him, and he, in a kind of almost miraculous way, he went with it.
King was known and revered for his adherence to nonviolence, but at one point in his life he had a conflict about that, or at least he understood nonviolence differently from the way he ultimately would. Can you talk about that? He actually owned a weapon at one point.
Yes. When the Montgomery bus boycott started out, he was armed himself. His house had weapons. He had armed guards protecting him. And he believed that there was no contradiction between the nonviolence that he preached and believed in and the need to be able to engage in armed self-defense if somebody was actually going to be attacking your home and your family. And it was only through the tutoring of experienced radical pacifists like Bayard Rustin and Glenn Smiley that he learned that you had to completely give up the sword.
You've said at one point that King believed that Christian faith was fertile, not futile. How hard was this for him to cling to as the movement went on, as the abuse got worse, I guess, and that as people who had been in his own camp started to question the validity of nonviolence as a response?
The way he dealt with this was to try desperately to make nonviolence as militant as it could possibly be within the bounds of still remaining nonviolent. In some ways, he was more of a prophet for our time, our perilous time, than his own time. That a lot of the things that he talked about, including things like the damaging effects of technology and what he called depersonalization that was caused by computers and automation and cybernetics and so forth. I mean, he was warning Americans and the world about not only racism, not only materialism, not only militarism, but this larger problem of how humanity was being depersonalized by these large forces, corporate, industrial. So a lot of what he had to say really speaks as much or more, I think, to our time than to his own.
Stuart Burns teaches at the College of the Redwoods in Northern California, and he's the author of To the Mountaintop, Martin Luther King Jr.'s Sacred Mission to Save America. He spoke to us from Station WAMC in Albany, New York. Professor Burns, thank you very much.
It was my pleasure.
And that interview by Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates.